A social engineer can easily dupe an employee by providing a plausible request for having sensitive information copied to a tape, zip disk, or other removable media and sent to him or held in the lobby for pickup. Phone administration. Phone administration policies ensure that employees can verify caller identity and protect their own contact information from those calling into the company. 1. Call forwarding on dial-up or fax numbers. Policy. Call forwarding services that permit forwarding calls to external telephone numbers will not be placed on any dial-up modem or fax telephone numbers within the company. Explanation. Sophisticated attackers may attempt to dupe telephone company personnel or internal telecom workers into forwarding internal numbers to an external phone line under control of an attacker. This attack allows the intruder to intercept faxes, request confidential information to be faxed within the company, personnel assume that faxing within the organization must be safe, or dupe dial-in users into providing their account passwords by forwarding the dial-up lines to a decoy computer that simulates the login process. Depending on the telephone service used within the company, the call forwarding feature may be under control of the communications provider rather than the telecommunications department. In such circumstances, a request will be made to the communications provider to ensure the call forwarding feature is not present on the telephone numbers assigned to dial-up and fax lines. 2. Caller ID. Policy. The corporate telephone system must provide caller line identification, caller ID, on all internal telephone sets, and, if possible, enable distinctive ringing to indicate when a call is from outside the company. Explanation. If employees can verify the identity of telephone calls from outside the company, it may help them prevent an attack or identify the attacker to appropriate security personnel. 3. Courtesy phones. Policy. To prevent visitors from masquerading as company workers, every courtesy telephone will clearly indicate the location of the caller, for example, lobby, on the recipient's caller ID. Explanation. If the caller ID for internal calls shows extension number only, appropriate provision must be made for calls placed from company phones in the reception area and any other public areas. It must not be possible for an attacker to place a call from one of these phones and deceive an employee into believing that the call has been placed internally from an employee telephone. 4. Manufacturer default passwords shipped with phone systems. Policy. The voicemail administrator should change all default passwords that were shipped with the phone system prior to use by company personnel. Explanation. Social engineers can obtain lists of default passwords from manufacturers and use these to access administrator accounts. 5. Department voicemail boxes. Policy. Set up a generic voicemail box for every department that ordinarily has contact with the public. Explanation. The first step of social engineering involves gathering information about the target company and its personnel. By limiting the accessibility of the names and telephone numbers of employees, a company makes it more difficult for the social engineer to identify targets in the company, or names of legitimate employees for use in deceiving other personnel. 6. Verification of telephone system vendor. Policy. No vendor support technicians will be permitted to remotely access the company telephone system without positive identification of vendor and authorization to perform such work. Explanation. Computer intruders who gain access to corporate telephone systems gain the ability to create voice mailboxes, intercept messages intended for other users, or make free phone calls at the corporation's expense. 7. Configuration of phone system. Policy. The voicemail administrator will enforce security requirements by configuring the appropriate security parameters in the telephone system. Explanation. Phone systems can be set up with greater or lesser degrees of security for voicemail messages. The administrator should be aware of company security concerns and work with security personnel to configure the phone system to protect sensitive data. 8. Call trace feature. Policy. Depending on limitations of the communications provider, the call trace feature will be enabled globally to allow employees to activate the trap and trace features when the caller is suspected of being an attacker. Explanation. Employees must be trained on call trace usage and the appropriate circumstances when it should be used. A call trace should be initiated when the caller is clearly attempting to gain unauthorized access to corporate computer systems or requesting sensitive information. Whenever an employee activates the call trace feature, immediate notification must be sent to the incident reporting group. 9. Automated phone systems. Policy. If the company uses an automated phone answering system, the system must be programmed so that telephone extensions are not announced when transferring a call to an employee or department. Explanation. Attackers can use a company's automated telephone system to map employee names to telephone extensions. Attackers can then use knowledge of those extensions to convince call recipients that they are employees with a right to insider information. 10. Voice mailboxes to become disabled after successive invalid access attempts.